squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Second game of our doubleheader here from Washington County High School. Jared Sluppy back with you. We now head to the consolation bracket between Centralia and Washington County. As for the Panthers, they head into this one a perfect 5-0 in league play. They are 8-1 on the regular season. And as for Washington County, they are 1-4 in league play, 4-6 on the regular season. Centralia was upset in the first round of the tournament. The second round of the tournament, they had a first round bye. They lost to Hanover 43-40, the sixth seed, who will be playing Blue Valley Randolph to get to the tournament championship against Axtell. But as for the consolation side, the winner right before this game was Troy. So Troy versus the winner of this game will be in the fifth place game. The loser of this game between Centralia and Washington County will face Valley Heights for the seventh place game. So still a lot to play for here this evening. And we take a look at in terms of the schedules and how things play out. And these two teams, important one for setting the tone for the rest of the season. Talking to some of the coaches during our locker room chats is asking them, what are your thoughts on the timing of this tournament in terms of the point of the season? They said, well, most of them say they like it. They like it being right in the middle of things, breaking up the monotony of just playing back and forth. You get to see the tournaments on neutral court for everyone except for Washington County, of course. Is good for teams. We'll see how things go for the rest of the ways to take a look at the standings for the TBL. We'll do that after a break, though. You're listening to Centralia, Washington County, here on 92.1 KMZA.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Get a great deal on Wix Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Wix filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd is the kickoff for their big Wix filter sale at Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here from Washington County High School. Washington County set to take on Centralia TBL Tournament Consolation Bracket Semifinal. Take a look at the TBL standings real quickly. Centralia is tied for first at 5-0 with Clifton Clyde. The Panthers are 8-1 overall. As for Washington County, they are tied for 8th in the league with Onega at 1-4. They are 4 games out of first place, and the Tigers 4-6 on the regular season. And this team, or rather this league, is kind of separated between the 7th and 8th place teams, Troy in 7-3-2, and 8th and tie for 8th is Washington County and Onega at 1-4, so a big difference between those two teams. Those teams at the bottom trying to fight towards maybe towards the 8 or 9 spot. This league, very competitive all the way through. It'll be very interesting to see how things go in the month of February. And it's going to be a long and tumultuous month, but obviously the shortest month of the year, but it won't feel like it with all the TBL action we're going to be having on KMZA. So be sure to strap in for that. As for this one, let's take a look at the starters for tonight's contest. First for Washington County, the number 2, a 6-foot junior. Number 3, a 5'6 senior, Brett Berman. Number 14, a 5'7 senior, Jaden Otak. Number 21, a 6'1 sophomore, Monty Puckett. And number 34, a 5'10 senior, Peyton LeDuc. And for the Centralia Panthers, number 3, a 5'6 junior, Mav Becker. Number 5, a 5'11 senior, Trenton Talley. Number 15, a 6'1 senior, Brock Kramer. Number 23, a 5'9 junior, Paxton Bowers. And number 33, a 6'1 senior, Brock Reineke. So for Washington County, again, it's Wirtz, Berman, Otot, Huckett, and LeDuc. For Centralia, it's Becker, Talley, Kramer, Bowers, and Reineke. We are underway. Robert Smith, the head coach of Washington County. Nick Evans, the head coach of Centralia. First-year head coach for the Panthers on a bang-up job against first place in the TBL. Far side corner catch. This is Berman with the ball and driving, pulling up, now giving it up to Berman. Drives middle, stopping the paint, kick it out, three ball on the way, near side wing from Otot, and that's off the mark. And in stride, running with it down the floor, nice pass to Talley, wide open to lay it in. Beautiful look from Matt Becker with the assist. And Talley, the leading scorer for the Panthers, on the board first. Nick Evans all throughout the season has talked about the importance of getting the secondary players, apart from Trenton Talley, involved offensively. I'll try to do just that here tonight. There's been games where defenses have been able to take Talley out of the game, and Centralia has been stymied offensively. Top of the key going to work is Berman, past the far side wing. Once again is Otak. Now the near side driving baseline is Wirtz, pull up on the runner, falling to the out of bounds. No good, gets his own miss. Second try, that one's no good as well. Rebound Talley. High dribble, almost a carry, a nice dish, but Becker couldn't hold on to it. He'll kick it out. Near side wing, Talley's going to fire a three from the corner. Rattles home! Bounced all over the place, and a quick 5 points from Trenton Talley. And it's 5-0 Centralia. This is LeDuc bringing the ball up. We'll give it up to Berman. On the far side wing for Otak. Concussion allowed. Give it up, nice lob pass. Firing it to LeDuc. Short corner, going to the middle. Kick far side corner, up fake from Otak. Top of the key, three straight away for Wirtz. That's left short. Ball tipped on the air, rebound for Reineke. He'll look to push the pace. Give it himself, nice dish. Giving it to Kramer, and he laid in. 7-0 right out of the gate. Timeout called by Washington County. 6:09 left to go first quarter. Let's send it to a break for 30 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
.1 FM KMZA.
Washington County gets the ball out of the break as they trail Centralia 7-0. 2 minutes into this one, head coach Robert Smith chewing his team out during that break, and now a pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers, and rightfully so. His team mentioning, or Smith in that break mentioning that his team came out really flat. Point at the scoreboard, say 7 quick points. We've done nothing. Here's the inbound into the corner. Otah dribbling to the middle. Gives it up to Wirtz. 6 foot junior gives it up. Hesitated three from Leduc. That one halfway down and popping out. Rebound Tally. Push at the far side to Becker. Inside to Reineke. Goes to the middle. Nice move. Gets the man in the air and lays it in. Beautifully done by Brock Reineke, the 6'1 senior. It's now 9-0. Trying not to let this one get away from him early. This is Carson Kern into the game from the far side wing. Gives it up top to Wirtz. He'll hand it off to Otah. Otah handing off to Kern. Kern on the runner. No good straight away. Gets it, don't miss. And he's able to lay it in. Tally got him on the arm. No call, though. And Washington County is on the scoreboard. Washington County, the 10th seed in this tournament. As for Centralia, they are the 3. Here's 3 ball from Tally straight away. And he got it again. Trent Tally, 2 3 balls early. He has a quick 8, and it's 12-2 Centralia. Obviously very disappointed in their performance in the quarterfinal round. Here's a steal going the other way. Nice bounce pass by Bowers. It was kicked, and it'll stay out of bounds. It'll stay with Centralia. This team fell to Hanover, the 6th seed in the quarterfinal round. Final score of 43-40. So the Panthers not going to be able to play for a TBL championship this season. 3 ball off of the catch. No good by Tally straight away. Testing his luck and can't get the third one to fall. Rebound by Kern. And Washington County with the stop. In front of their home crowd. Here in the secondary gym, primary gym, hosting the other semifinal in the boys championship bracket. Nice dish. And losing the ball out of bounds. So Centralia gets the ball. In the game for the Panthers is Reese Tanking, the 6 foot junior. This is Bowers bringing the ball up, bounce in the corner. Becker open three, and that one's no good from the corner. A rebound by Kern. So Centralia's gone a little bit cold here. Nice anticipation by Becker to poke that ball free out of bounds. On a pass intended for Otot, it'll stay with Washington County. Now a late substitution for Centralia, as Marcus Heinen, the 6 foot senior, checks in. Coming in for Reineke, giving him a breather for Nick Evans' squad. Inbound is to Austin Wirtz, the 6 foot junior point guard, dribbles to the near side, gives to Otah. Jaden Otah, the 5'7 senior, kicks in the corner for Wirtz. That one goes home. Austin Wirtz knocks down the three. It's now 12-5. And a pass is deflected off of the backboard. It was Heinen trying to go down low to Tanking, and to steal going the other way. The Duke into the far side corner. Kern, jab step to the baseline side. Holds on to it, gets it to Wirtz. From the top of the key, down to your side, Otah. Defended by Becker. Gets a screen. Into the corner. The Duke drives baseline, trying to dish it off, and it's stolen away. Becker, outlet pass up ahead. Tanking. 3-on-1. He's Tanking again. He's got 10 already. And it's 14-5. That foul goes against Wirtz. That is his first. Team's first as well. First foul of the game with 3:23 left to go in the first quarter. Second one on the way. That one is good. So a quick 11 points in the first quarter by Trenton Tally. And it's 15-5. Here's Kern, far side wing. Top of the key. Nice pass fake from Wirtz. Kern. Hanging it off. Gets it right back. Leduc works the interior. Gets a pass. Shot over a couple of Panthers. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll go to Centralia. Of course, Centralia's offense working well, but their defense also not allowing any easy baskets from Washington County so far. Looks like corner three by Trent Tally. No good, but a foul against Washington County. And that one was against Octavian Cardenas. He was in the game for the first time. Came and contested that three, so three free throws coming here for Trenton Talley. First one on the way. That one's good. He is just feeling it here so far. And certainly a game, a get-right scenario for Centralia after losing in the quarterfinal round is that one is good as well. Only missed one field goal so far. 4 for 5 from the floor. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Trying to go 3 straight here. On the way, and good. Wow. 14 points in the first quarter. There's still 2:48 left to go. 18-5 our score. Centralia leads Washington County. Consolation bracket semifinal in the TBL tournament. From Washington County High School in the secondary gym. Martinez with it. Top of the key. He'll pick the handoff. That gives up his dribble. It is to Berman. In the corner. Works. Good defense by Heinen. He gives it up to Ledoux. Gives it right back. Words drives baseline against Heinen. Shot over a couple. Panthers. No good. Gets his own miss. Give it up to Ledoux. Open for three. Far side wing on D3. It got it. A good 4, maybe 5 feet from beyond the arc. His first basket of the game is 18-8. Driving baseline is Kramer. Kicks it out to Bowers. Bowers. Dish it inside. Heinen. Turnaround jumper is good straight away. Australia is just making it look easy. As Heinen able to get the points there. Excuse me, Marcus Heinen. Now a turnover for Washington County and a foul going the other way. Kramer with a steal. That one's going to go against Kern. That's going to be his first personal foul. To 8, Centralia leading. Now I was getting Dalton Heinen of Axel mixed up there with Marcus Heinen, so my apologies there. Just got done doing that Axel game, in which the Eagles made the TVL championship, upsetting Clifton Clyde 51-44. Into the corner, Bowers, fish inside, knocked out of the hands of Reese Tanking, the 6-foot junior, and he'll stay with the Panthers. Talley back in the game after a quick little breather. Fingers are taped up. Into Bowers, driving middle, kicking it out, Talley, another open three. No good, and it's the second one. Offensive rebound, put back is good for Kramer. Brock Kramer with 4. It's 22-8. Ledoux gives it up to Kern, near side wing. Drives baseline, now gives it up. Top of the key for Berman. Now to Otak, now back to Kern. Driving is Kern, he lost it. Talley on the steal. And he's stripped from behind but fouled by Ledoux. Back to the charity stripe, he's 4 for 4 so far, and Ledoux picks up his first personal team foul number 4. Charlie has not committed a foul yet with 59.3 seconds left in his first quarter. First one on the way, good. Brock Reinicke coming back into the game in for Paxton Bowers. Reinicke, 6'1 senior forward. That one's up, no good. A little bit too strong and poke free. Nice job by retaking, and they're going to jump ball. And I do believe that was the right call. It's kind of over his back a little bit, but not really draping over him, making much contact. I think they got the call right. And Centralia gets the ball with the possession arrow. Taking the inbounder. Nice touch pass, shut up, turn around, no good from Marcus Heinen. Loose ball gets it back. And now a third try for Marcus Heinen. That was stripped and taken away. So Marcus Heinen had 3 tries there, unable to convert on all of them. 43 seconds left, first quarter, 23-8, Centralia leading Washington County. Works, pass far side to Otak, now gives it up. Berman, 3 ball on the way, no good. Ball sits up in the air, offensive rebound, put back good. Monty Huckett, this first basket of the game, 23-10. Reinicke, feed to Heinen, he's blocked again. Another try for Heinen. That one's up. That one is good. Good job by Marcus Heinen to reconcile from the last one. 8 seconds left. 15-point lead Centralia once again. 5 seconds. LeDuc steps back. Three ball on the way. Got it at the buzzer. How about that? Another really long three. Again, about 4 to 5 feet from the other three-point line. 25-13 our score after one. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Kansaland Radio.
15 first quarter points for Trenton Tally, and Centralia leads 25-13 after just the first quarter. And what a quarter it was for the senior. Knocked down a pair of threes, a pair of twos, and five free throws. Washington County with the inbound, and we're back underway. Berman brings it up. Give it to Wirtz. Now LeDuc in the corner. He has six on the game. Pair of threes late in the first. He'll give it to Otot. No three from Wirtz. That's no good. Left it a little bit short. Rebound by Reineke. Reineke's pushing. Giving it to Tally. Another open three. That one off the left side. No good. Offensive rebound by Kramer. He strips. Good job by Berman. Knocked that one free. And Washington County takes over. Interior defense has been pretty solid for Washington County. It's just their perimeter defense that's been lacking a bit. Here's three by LeDuc. Feeling it from the far side corner. That is his third three of the day. He has nine. And it's a three-possession game. Don't go anywhere. This one is not over. Into the post to Reineke. Kick it back out. Now a long two by Matt Becker. Good from the far side elbow. Nice response by Matt Becker, the 5'6 junior with his first basket of the day. Past the corner, near side, Otot drives baseline, stopped by a double team. Good defense by Reineke as he throws it away. Reineke just stepped up, had his hands straight up, and he kind of fell into him, threw it out of bounds. That's well done on the interior defense by the 6'1 senior forward, Brock Reineke. Cali now brings it up, goes to his right, kicks it out. Reineke, he's going to fire a three for the south ball. That one might have been deflected maybe, but no, they're going to say that it's just an air ball, and it'll go to Washington County off the mitt. So Centralia is now going to bring a full-court man-to-man. And Coach Smith saying to clear out. Allow Berman to bring it up, and he gets past Bowers. Into the paint, he lost it. Tally with a steal up ahead. Pass too far in front of Bowers, and he deflects it off of Otot. Well done. And Centralia maintains possession, but Tally is a little bit too far on that run-out pass. But Tally, the quarterback for the football team. Season quite didn't end the way they wanted it to. Here's a catch on the corner. Cali on the dribble, no good, and he's gone a little bit cold. And Reineke dropped it out of bounds. They'll go to the Tigers. Cali might need to get back to making some shots in the paint first and warm up to the perimeter, which Cali was so good in the first quarter. And LeDuc testing his luck again. That one's no good. Offensive rebound, though. And on the miss, Otot was stripped on the way up. Tally with the steal. Going the other way, 3-on-2. And Tally lays it in off a nice little touch pass from Brock Kramer. And Tally now has 17. Those just joining us. 15-point first quarter for the senior Trenton Tally. They scored 25 in that first quarter as a team. And it's 29-16. Washington County trying to hang around here. Not let this game get out of hand here. Trying to just keep up offensively. Drive middle, and Huckett was fouled. Wasn't sure that foul was on. they started to go the other side of the court, so I thought maybe it was an offensive foul that I might have missed, but it is going to go against Brock Kramer. That is his first. He's actually the team's first as well, with 5:30 left to go in the second quarter. Inbound, top of the key for LeDuc. 3 3-pointers today, trying to do it all, a little bit too much, but he's fouled again. Up by 3 Panthers and lost it out of bounds, but it's actually deflected, so this will be the third time the Tigers will inbound on this possession. Top of the key for Wirtz. Kern in the corner, far side. No separation. Now gets it out of there. Wirtz near side corner for Huckett. Corner to corner. Nice closeout by Becker. Drive by, shot up off the glass. No good by LeDuc. Rebound for Centralia. Tally brings it up. Senior pass, high post. And Reineke now has it near side short corner. Almost carried it. Kick out. Bowers left alone for 3. A little too strong off the heel. No good ball. Tipped up by Reineke. Offensive rebound. It lost it on the floor. And Otak gets it back. Fade Otak. Outlet pass to Austin Wirtz. Dribble to the far side wing. And don't try to give it up to Monty Huckett. And Huckett lost out of bounds. Tally got in front of the pass and might have made Huckett lose sight of it for a split second. Reason why he wasn't able to catch it. It goes out of bounds to Centralia. 29-16 still our score. Both teams have kind of gone cold here. 4:30 to go, second quarter. 4 points in the quarter for Centralia, 3 for Washington County. In the game for the Panthers is Will Steinlogge for the first time tonight, the 6-foot junior. Bowers thought about another 3, instead gives up to Becker, right back to Bowers. Now he will fire the 3, left all alone, and he knocks it down. They can get him to be really consistent from beyond the arc. He could possibly be that second scoring threat for Centralia this season. That's intercepted by Matt Becker, and he's fouled going the other way. Well done. And once again, Matt Becker with the anticipation. This team is getting all up in the passing lanes, and it's paying off. As that foul goes against Otak, his first team foul, number 5. Cardenas back in the game for Washington County. Matt Becker into the corner to Tally. Drives baseline, stopped by a double team, lob out. Just Steinlogge on top of the key, now near side wing. Bowers to the jab, step to Becker. Nice pass inside, Steinlogge lays it up and in! Well, Steinlogge with his first basket of the game, it's 34-16. Half of those points coming from Trent Tally, who's a shot off the side of the backboard, rebound Steinlogge. 3-on-1, Tally with a catch, the layup, good! He has 19 now. And it's a 20-point lead for Centralia. LeDuc from the top of the key, dribbles to the near side. Gives it 2 works. Out of Kern once again. He'll fire away a 3. And it's good, a hesitated 3 by Carson Kern. He has 5. And it's 36-19. 3:07 left to go, first half. Steinlogge catch, far side elbow, nice backdoor cut by Tally, and he'll lay it in with ease. They just cannot defend him. He has 21 points. And that's in 14 minutes of game time. Backdoor cut, and this time Kern is able to lay it in on the backdoor. Offense starting to pick up here once again. 38-21. Driving, Bowers, blocked from behind by Kern. Outlet is to LeDuc up the far side, and trying to push. Stopped, and he is swatted out of there by Trenton Tally with authority. And he'll stay with the Tigers. Marcus Heinen back in. He'll come in for Paxton Bowers. He's tanking in the game as well. Lob down low by Cardenas is just tipped out to Berman. On the missed play, they maintain possession. Almost looking like it should have been a turnover. Kern, pass high post. Cardenas, just the right side, kicks, LeDuc. Left alone for 3. Left it short. Rebound. Berman, kick it out to LeDuc. And 2:02 now left in the quarter. Turn from the top of the key. He'll give it to Wirtz. Into the corner, near side for Berman. Now back to Wirtz. Pass fake. Going to the corner along the near side. Kern catch, far side corner. Cardenas cuts along the paint, can't find him, now catching high post to LeDuc. Drives, left side, shot over a couple defenders, no good, but he's fouled. And Heinen picks up the personal. His first team's third. Washington County trying to keep Centralia's defense on their toes. They've been doing a pretty good job for the most part. It's just Centralia's offense has just been so dominant, with Trenton Talley, the 5'11 senior, scoring 21 points. First free throw no good, a little too strong on the back heel from Peyton LeDuc. Jade Notop back into the game. They'll check in for Austin Wirtz. One more free throw for LeDuc. On the way, and he goes 1-for-2 with that make. And he's got 10. Trent Talley left all alone, pulls up, no good from 17 feet. Offensive rebound, sidelogging, he lays it in. Very strange that he's left all alone to pull up that jumper. He's wide open just to step inside three-point line and missed it, but Steinloggy there to clean it up. And 40 first-half points with 1:19 left to go. Here's a three, far side wing, no good. Kern, rebound Talley. Looking to push. Up ahead to Becker. Nice dish. Off and good for Reese Tanking on a beautiful touch pass from Matt Becker. It's 42-22 with 1 minute left to go in the second quarter. LeDuc drives middle, swatted out of there again by Talley. A rebound from Heinen. We'll give it up to Talley. We'll bring it up the near side. Into the corner for Steinloggy. And Becker can't handle the pass, but he finds Heinen. This is cutting Steinloggy. Kicks it out. Nice jab step. Fake pull-up jumper. Matt Becker, no good. Too strong. Rebound for Kern. 35 seconds left. An offensive onslaught from the Centralia Panthers led by Trenton Talley. Otot drives baseline, gets past the defender, whistle, and a foul on the floor. Might get Steinloggy with the bump. No, they're actually going to get Tanking with a reach in here. His first team's fourth. 22 seconds left. Stack formation, but they're all along the free throw line inside the half circle. Inbound is to Kern, top of the key, down to your side wing is Wirtz. It's on the floor a couple times, that's crossover dribble, goes to the far side, stopped by Heinen, kick back up top. Interior catch, Huckett goes to work inside, and fadeaway jumper drops. Monty Huckett now has 4. 6 seconds left, into the corner, drive baseline, and a whistle and a reach in. It'll go against Huckett, with 3.8 seconds left. And that's going to be team foul number 6, so inbound play here at 3.8. And Talley not in the game for Centralia. So here's the inbound. Top of the key. Taking fires away the three. Off the backboard and good. 45 first half points for Centralia. We'll tally them all up during our halftime report. It's 45-24 here at 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Have you been living in a house with a small bathroom that you've wanted to make larger for years? Do you have a laundry room that is difficult to work in every time you do a load of laundry? Do you have ideas or do you want some ideas? Well, Hilltop Creations can help you with those dreams. Lynn and Gail can tell you how much space you would need for a new shower, cabinets, or countertops. Call Hilltop Creations at 336-3142. Let Lynn and Gail help you with a new vision for a more workable space.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
At the half, 45-24 in favor of Centralia over Washington County, TVL Tournament Consolation Bracket Semifinals. And what a half it was for Trenton Tally. 21 points, including 15 in the first quarter. Obviously leading all scorers. Also with 5 points is Reese Tanking. 4 points apiece for Marcus Heinen and Will Steinloggy. 3 points for Paxton Bowers and 2 points apiece for Mav Becker and Brock Reineke. That's right, 8 scores in that first half for Centralia. And as for Washington County, they have 4 scores with Peyton LeDuc with 10. Had 3 three-pointers in that first half. 7 points for Carson Kern, 4 points for Monty Huckett, and 3 for Austin Wirtz. So Centralia, the 3 seed, they were upended in the quarterfinal round against Hanover. And right now Hanover playing Blue Valley Randolph in the other semifinal in the championship bracket to play Axtell in the championship game tomorrow at approximately 7:30. And taking a look at our coverage for tomorrow, it'll start at 10 a.m. on the girls' side, as we'll have coverage of Onega and Axtell, and then we will only have 10 minutes in between games for breaks and only 2-minute half times. So maybe a little bit before 11:30 when Donovan West and Onega tip off, which is, again, 11:30 is the scheduled tip-off time, and we'll see if it ends up doing that. But they're trying to get these games done as fast as possible tomorrow for the impending snowy weather. And then at 6 o'clock, Donovan West and Hanover, a girls' championship game, and then after that, at 7:30, again, at all approximate times, Axtell, the boys, taking on the winner of Blue Valley and Hanover in the boys' championship game. So be sure to stay tuned for all of our coverage here on KMZA. Taking a look at our fantastic sponsors, and thank you to all of our sponsors for making our broadcast possible. Shout out to M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Co., Wayman Oil Company, Numbers Repair, First National Bank of Frankfort, Highland Community College, Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, Hilltop Creations, and B&B Buildings. So our score at the half, once again, is Centralia 45 and Washington County 24 with 21 first half points from Trenton Tally. Let's step aside for a break. Come back here with more halftime coverage on 92.1 KMZA.
Cook & Company and Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also at Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Get a great deal on Licks Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Wix filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale, too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd, is the kickoff for their big Wix filter sale. At Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia, give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
KMZA.
45-24, our score as we get you ready for the second half between Washington County and Centralia. And what a half it was for the Panthers offense. They scored 25 points in the first quarter and they followed up with another 20 in the second quarter. Meanwhile, Washington County's offense, I mean, they haven't been bad. It's just they have been able to keep up with Centralia. And Centralia's defense really stepped up in that second quarter, only allowing 9 points in that frame. Peyton LeDuc has been trying to keep this team alive. He has 10 of the 24 points. Had a couple of big threes in the first quarter. Had another one in the second. But it's all been about Trenton Talley. He made his first 4 field goals. Made 5 free throws for 15 points in the quarter. And then the second quarter got a little bit cold from beyond the arc, so he started getting some buckets in transition and kept it going with 21 first half points. Centralia in their huddle, led by head coach Nick Evans. Panthers are in their white on white. Washington in their black on blacks. Centralia really playing like a first place team here tonight. They got the 3 seed, but they are tied for first in the league at 5-0. 8-1 overall on the year. As for Washington County, they are 1-4. They're tied for 8th in the league and 4-6 on the season. Of course, all these games in the CBL tournament do not count towards their league standings, or their league record, that is. So it'll be Bowers, also Becker, Talley, Reinicke, and Kramer in for the Panthers. And we're back underway as Washington County with Otot, also Wirtz, Berman, Puckett, and LeDuc. Driving baseline. Kramer rejected out of there, but fouled. Puckett went up for the block and picking up the personal. They're actually going to get Wirtz with a reach-in, which I think is the proper call. It looked like a pretty clean block by 6'1 sophomore Monty Huckett. First free throw on the way is good for Brock Kramer. And free throw, he's got 5 now. That foul against Wirtz is his second personal for the 6-foot junior. Second try, good. 2 for 2 for Kramer. Centralia in the press. It's a man-to-man press, so they clear out. Make way for LeDuc to bring it up against Reinicke. This is to Otak, hands it off to Wirtz, fires away the 3, a little bit short, rebound Talley, they're off and running, 3-on-1 fast break, Kramer, nice lob, but it's deflected, it goes to Talley, and Talley is fouled going up. Talley was 5-for-6 in the first quarter from the free throw line. And that one's gonna go up against Brett Berman, his first. First free throw for Trenton Talley on its way, and no good. Off the right side of the rim, creaming off the back at the backboard, and fell off the left side of the rim. 30 seconds into this third quarter, 47-24 Centralia, beating Washington County, TVO Consolation Tournament semifinal. That one is good. Team goes 1-for-2, making 6-of-8 today from the free throw line. They've doubled up the Tigers. It's 48-24. Puckett stops, gives it up to Wirtz. Now far side for Berman. On the far side, Wayne dribbles to the middle. Double team gives it up to LaDuke. Trying to dish it off to Otot. Deflected out of bounds, and he'll stay with Washington County. Coach Robert Smith calling the play here. Inbound to LaDuke, or rather from LaDuke to Huckett. Rejected out of there by Talley. In transition. And they had numbers. They get it to Talley. Three is blocked by Huckett. As they get it back, though, with Matt Becker snagging that in midair. Bowers bounce pass to Reineke, working from the near side, short corner, dribbling now to the wing. Gives up his dribble. Talley gets past Huckett, and a foul on the floor. He made the shot. It's not going to count. Already the third foul against the Tigers in the opening 1 minute and 11 seconds. 6:49 left to go, second quarter. Second personal against Puckett. Inbound to Bowers. Crossbow pass, wing to wing to Becker. Now top of the key for Talley. Three straight away. No good. Offensive rebound from Kramer, and he will lay it in. Brock Kramer now with 8 points. Four coming in this very start to this third quarter. Three ball from Payne LeDuc. Now far side. No good. After two passes, and Becker was upended by Otah on the rebound, and they didn't call anything. Going the other way now, Talley with it near side. Becker gets it straight away, three. That one is good! So after taking a tough fall to the floor, gets up and knocks down the three. He's got five. LeDuc trying to get past Reineke, and he does. Driving right side, had it stripped. And it's loose on the floor. LeDuc somehow comes up with it. He's foul going up. High off the backboard, and it drops through. LeDuc getting lucky there. There's about four guys around the ball. No Panther was able to pick it up. And LeDuc's like, oh, there's the ball. We'll just pick it up and get an and one. LeDuc now with 12, leading all Tigers in scoring. It's 53-26. That foul went against Reineke. That is his second. LeDuc makes the free throw. He's now 2-for-2 on the day. And 5:59 left to go in the third, 53-27. Trying to respond. It's Centralia. Talley, one dribble, stop from the near side elbow. Gives up three ball by Becker, and he gets another one! Two possessions, two threes for Matt Becker. And he now has 8. Wirtz bounce pass, high post. Otot getting shoved by Becker. Goes to the right. Now they'll call the foul. Look at about 3 instances where Becker could have been called for a foul there. As his first personal. And they'll get him on the shooting foul as well. So two free throws coming up for Austin Wirtz. 6 foot junior with 3 points. Made a 3-pointer in the first quarter. First one on the way is good. No substitutions. Talley, Bowers. In the game on the near side. And a no good rebound by Talley. Reineke also in the game with Kramer. And Becker, pass for Becker, goes over the head of Becker, finds the hands of Reineke. Gives it to Talley on the run, and he's fouled on the arm. Fourth foul against Washington County, just 2.5 minutes into this one. A little bit less than 2.5 minutes, 5:34 to go. As that one goes against Joel Hoover. Pass inside to Talley, and he gets hit in the arm, but nothing's called, but he makes a shot anyway. And Talley, now it's 24. 58-28, now it's 30-point lead. At baseline is LeDuc. Pass the near side wing, three ball on the way for Wirtz. Beautiful. And he hooks down to second three of the game. He has 7. Great pass from LeDuc as well. From the opposite side, short corner to the near side wing. Reineke kicks it out. Kramer, crossover dribble to the top of the key for Talley. He hands it back. Three ball by Becker. Can he get another one? Yes, he can! That's his third three-pointer of the quarter. He now has 11. And it's right back to a 30-point game. 61-31, 4:50 left to go third quarter. 16 points in this quarter already for Centralia. They are just on fire. Sit back three for LeDuc. That one's no good off the heel. Well, sits up. Rebound. Matt Becker. 2-on-1 fast break opportunity to Reineke. Far side. No good. Tally. And can't get the putback to go. Long rebound for Kramer. They'll give it to Becker. Thought about another one. Give it up to Bowers. Now to Becker. Drive right side. In the lane. Kicks it off to Reineke. Far side short corner drives. Baseline off the backboard and good. They continue their offensive barrage. 18 points in the quarter. And a total of 24 points on the game for Trenton Talley. 11 for Matt Becker. Berman drives, kicks in the corner for LeDuc. Thought about it. Give a little head fake. Up past his man. Shut up. Block from behind by Talley, but a foul is going to be called. A little bit of a smirk from Talley after that rejection. Had a big-time block earlier in the game. That is just his first personal foul. The two free throws are coming up for Peyton LeDuc. He's 2 for 2. He leads Washington County in scoring with 13. And staying perfect from the free throw line makes that one. So Marcus Heinen and Reese Tanking back in the game. Paxton Bowers and Brock Kramer going to get a rest. And we'll send it to a break because we have a timeout. 60-second break, 63-32 Centralia here at 92.1 KMZA.
Your kitchen's design is something you have to live with every day, so it has to be something that will work for you, look good, and it must be affordable. Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations can help. The first step is finding out what you want, how you want it, and how fancy you want it to be based on cost. They can give you a computerized design and the price. Then you decide whether to move on or change the plan. Give them a call today so they can help you get your kitchen working for you. Hilltop Creations in Seneca.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia leading Washington County 63-32 as LeDuc out of the break makes his second free throw, staying perfect from the charity stripe on the day. You know, at 15 with 5 here in the quarter in the game for Washington County. Joel Hoover back in. Tanking gives the tally on the press break. Heinen now with it. And now a 15-footer on the way for Tanking is good. Centralia staying hot after the timeout. He has 7 off of the bench. And it's 65-33. Another 20-point quarter for Centralia. 3 ball off the dribble by Otot. That one's off the right side, no good. Loose ball underneath the basket, picked up by Hoover. Kick it out, give it right back to him, and it's tipped. But finds the hands of Hoover over a double team, and Hoover makes a tough shot. Joel Hoover with his first points today for the 5'11 senior. A lot of press this time. Here's a lob to Talley and out into the corner. Wide open for Matt Becker. Can't make him pay, though. Even though he's made three three-pointers in the quarter, it's a rebound hauled in by Kern. He'll get it from the top of the key. Fires a pass to the post. It's dropped by Cardenas, but picked up in the corner by Otot. He'll fire one off the dribble. That one's no good from 8 feet out. Ball tipped on the air. Rebound by Becker. He gets bumped. No call. And gets it out of there to Reineke on the outlet pass. Cross half court. He'll drive in the middle. Dump it off. And it tips in the hands of Tanking. He gets it back to Reineke. He misses the shot and puts it right back in the second try. And Brock Reineke now has 6. 22 points now in the quarter for Centralia. They had 25 in the first quarter and 20 in the second. 3 ball far side wing for Berman is good. And Brett Berman's on the board for the first time tonight. 2:30 left to go now in the third. Talley goes end to end, misses the shot on the run. He pulled up from about 6 feet and a foul against Centralia on the rebound. Talley hasn't done a ton in this quarter. 3 points in the third as that foul will go against Marcus Heinen. That is his second. Breaking it down, it was a 15-point first quarter for those joining us by Trenton Talley. Yes, you heard that right. Just Trenton Talley had 15 points. He had 6 more in the second quarter. Went to the halftime break with 21 points. as three more here in the third with 24 on the game. 57-38 Centralia with 2:17 left in the third quarter. Driving baseline, Wirtz thought about the jumper and then gives it out. Three ball straight away by Kern, and that one is good. Carson Kern now has 10. Second Tiger with double-digit scoring. Taking brings up for Centralia, trying to pass a low. Tough pass, finds the hands of Heinen. He's blocked from behind, though, by Kern. Gets his own miss. Dribbles it out to the corner. Now Reinicke, the tally. Here's rather far side wing. Taking drives middle. Can't split the double team. Lost it. It's steal for Otak. Otak going end to end. Now a little pass to Hoover. It's stolen away by Heinen. Pass was about 5 feet from each other. Pass was too firm. Hoover couldn't handle it. Reinicke now back down Cardenas. Nice no-look pass. Kick out to Heinen for three. Got it! What a play! No-look pass from Reinicke. And Marcus Heinen knocks down the tray, and these kids are having fun out here, folks. He has seven. It's now 70-41. Three ball, far side wing's no good for Kern. Rebound tanking. Outlet to Tally. Trying to tally up some more points here. Euro stepping foul going up by Hoover. Tally 6-for-8 from the free throw line. Trying to put two more home. 1:10 left in the third. It's 70-41. Officials confirming that it's going to be a shooting foul here. It's team foul number 5 against Washington County. First free throw for Tally is good. Cardenas will go to the bench, and Huckett is back in. And LeDuc will also come back in. He'll come in for Otak. One more try for Tally for his 10th free throw attempt of the evening. It's on the way, and it is no good. So 7 for 10 for the free throw line for Tally, staying at 25 points. 71-41, entry pass to Hoover, goes to the middle. Turnaround jumper over Tally is no good. Rebound Reinicke. Reinicke drives middle, end-to-end. He's blocked from behind by Hoover, and Reinicke was the last to touch it. Got a little bit too excited there. Put up a not a great shot, but a definitely good defense there by Hoover. Also not picking up his third foul on that play either. Senior for Washington County making the play. Pass to Hoover from the top of the key. He'll hand it back to Wirtz. Crossover dribble to get past Steinlog. He head fakes, gives it out to Kern. And kind of a slow move to the basket, and he lays it up and in on a little runner. Kind of looking like Brooke Lopez on how slow he went up on that play. Reinicke drives baseline from the near side short corner and a reverse layup. Tough play. Reinicke lays it in. He now has 8. 28 points in the quarter for Centralia. 73-43, 20 seconds left. Pass is intercepted by Reinicke. Trying to find Hoover. Crossover dribble, left side. Left-handed layup up and in. He has 8 on the quarter, 10 on the day. It's a 30-point quarter with 8 seconds left. For Washington County, Liduke trying to respond. 5 seconds. Goes middle. In the lane. Kicks it out. Three corner at the buzzer for Huckett. No good. Left it short. And that's how the third quarter comes to an end. Again, 30 points for Centralia in the quarter. They lead 75-43 after three quarters. We'll step aside for a break. You're listening to 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
KMZA.
75-43. What an offensive barrage from Centralia here tonight. 25 first quarter points, 20 more in the second, and 30 points in the third quarter. They are led by Trenton Talley, who has 26 points on the night. We are back underway. Washington County with the first possession. Cross court pass, far side corner for Leduc. He'll fire a wide open three, and that one off the right side, no good. Offensive rebound for Wirtz. Putback's no good. Too strong off a heel. Tipped up in the air. Loose ball picked up by Huckett. Ball tipped out of bounds by Kramer. Out of bounds. Let's stay with the Tigers. So 11 for Matt Becker, and 10 for Brock Reinecke as well. And Leduc leading the team in scoring for Washington County with 15. Also 7 for Wirtz. He'll fire a long three from about 4 feet from beyond the arc. No good. Rebound for Kramer. Doesn't have numbers to try to bring it up. Mr. Reinecke. Talley pulls up 15-footer off the dribble. It's pure. Trenton Talley. Not a great third quarter for him in the grand scheme of things. But he knocks down a jumper right away. Three ball by Kern. High arcer. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Kramer. And it'll stay with Washington County. That ball was about a full backboard above, well, the backboard. 6:51 left to go, fourth quarter. We do have a running clock here. It's 77-43. Here's Hoover. He's swatted by Kramer, but he hit him pretty hard on the arm, and he'll go to the free throw line. Oh, I stand corrected. Clock will stop. Oh, now it's running again. Okay, so we do indeed have a running clock. There's that foul against Reinecke. Or no, excuse me, it's against, of course, Kramer. Got him in the arm as his second, fifth team foul. That one is left short. So for the fifth place game, it will be Troy and Centralia. Thanks to our amazing sponsors from tonight's contest, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Co., Lincoln Oil Company, and Elmer's Repair, as that one is no good on the second free throw attempt. And out of bounds, it'll be last touch by Centralia. 6 minutes and counting as we do have a running clock as Leduc will inbound it for Washington County. Talley's still in the game. I think they want him to get 30 here. He does have 28. Inbound, top of the key to Wirtz. Near side to Otot in the corner for Leduc. Top of the key, catch. That's the far side. Berman, up fake drive, corner for Otot. Nice head fake, pulls up. Long two, no good, missing everything. Rebound for Reinecke. 5.5 now left to go. Lob up to Becker, tip pass out to Talley for three, far side corner, left it short, and loose ball on the floor, picked up by Leduc. On the other way, nice pass to Otot, cutting the lane and lay it in. Nice pass from Leduc. And Otot, believe it or not, that is his first points of the game. Becker inside to Kramer underneath the basket, lost it up to Talley. And a run key, top of the key, drive and kick to Kramer. Fires the mid-range jumper, that one's good. Kramer has 10, a whistle and a timeout called by the official, I believe. No, it's called by Centralia. 30-second timeout, we'll go and keep it here. No, let's go and send it to a break. 30-second break here, 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia leads Washington County 79-45, 4:56 left to go in the game. Running clock here from Washington County. TVL Tournament Constellation Semifinals. Here's pass to Leduc. Nice touch pass to Otot and lay it in. 4 points on the game now for Jaden Otot. All of them coming here in the fourth. Trent Talley 28 points, turning him to 30, but he's not in the game. Maybe his day is done. We will see. Catch and shot by Reese Tinking is good. Reese Tinking now with 9, so it's 81-47. So probably no 100-point mark for Centralia with the running clock. Here's a 3, far side by Wirtz. Ball tipped up in the air. Rebound for Kramer. Well, it's done. He's been all on the boards here tonight. Bowers will feed it. Side to Reinecke. He'll go to work. Spins, far side, shot up by the glass. No good. A little too strong. It's a nice move. Can't get the shot to fall. 4:05 now left to go. In the corner, Berman left alone. He doesn't take a shot. A pass deflected and thrown away by Kramer. Another pass deflected by Wirtz. Out of bounds. Will go to Centralia. So Centralia and Troy will be tomorrow at 2:30 for the 5th-place game, and the 7th-place game will also be at 2:30 between Valley Heights and Washington County. Our coverage will start tomorrow. Girls game, 10 a.m., Onega and Axtell. Then after that, Onega, Donovan West on the boys' side at 11:30 approximately. Sign logging catch near side corner. Now to Kramer. Westall in 3 seconds in the lane against Centralia. Turnover. So 10 minutes will be all in all that there is in between games. Normally there's 15-minute break. There'll only be 10 minutes of break in between games. And also only a 2-minute halftime break, according to Robert Smith, who's helping run this entire event. Three ball straight away is good from Austin Wirtz, and he has 10. He is the third Tiger in double digits. It's 81-50. Bounce pass in the corner. Thought about the three was Kramer. A sign loggy. 2:48 left to go in this one. Kramer drives baseline and shot pass. Puckett is good. And Kramer, he now has 12. Everybody getting in on the fun here tonight. Trenton Talley, 28 points. 21 of those coming in the first half. Three ball straight away. That one's left short. From Otot, rebound by Bowers. Fast break, tanking off the glass. That's no good, but he's fouled. They get running clock. So Centralia is going to bring Henry Heidemann, the 6-foot sophomore, into the game. Somebody they're going to be trusting in the near future for this program. Got some good length already. That first one is good. Tall, lanky frame. Again, just a sophomore. And more substitutions as Jacob Plenty, another sophomore, standing at 6'1", is into the game. So is Brett Heidemann and Ben Aberkamp, the 5'10 sophomore. So some of the youngins in there. No freshmen on the Centralia roster. As the clock continues to run, we're now at 1:30 and counting. It's 84-50 in favor of Centralia. What a game it has been. They've already scored 9 points in the quarters despite a running clock. It's pretty impressive. Now we have something come out of the floor from a Centralia student. And again, not ideal with a running clock here. Now a second free throw with 1 minute left. Centralia headed to the 5th-place game. That is good. So not exactly the spot that Centralia was hoping for going into this tournament, but they're hoping to make the most of it as now Tanking comes to the bench and sign Loggy back into the game. 45 seconds left. It's 85-50. Beg your pardon. Berman, top of the key, defended by Flinty. Pass far side wing. Three ball on the way by Kern. No good. Ball sits up in the air. Rebounded by Flinty. 30 seconds left. Flinty is pushing right side and blocked. Picked up in the air. Loose is going to be picked up by Haberkamp. Haberkamp gives it up to Steinloggy with 20 seconds left. And let's see if they maybe try to get a basket for one of these younger kids here. Flinty, far side wing. Top of the key for Brett Heidemann. 6'2 junior with 8 seconds left. They're just keeping around the perimeter, looks like. That is going to be your ball game. 85-50. Australia with the win. We'll send it to break. Come back with post-game coverage here at 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
It's your choice. In healthcare, there's a common belief that you're limited to the options your specialist suggests for your ancillary services, including lab work, imaging, therapy, and other diagnostic testing. The truth is, you make the decision on where you go for those services, depending on your insurance coverage. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital provides a wide range of ancillary services to best fit the needs of you and your family. Please visit www.nemvch.com to view a list of all of our current services. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia wins, final score 85-50 over Washington County, CVL Tournament Boys Consolation Semifinals. Jared Slubby back with you. Thanks for all of our amazing sponsors for making tonight's and all week's broadcasts possible. And that includes First National Bank of Frankfort, Highland Community College, Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, Hilltop Creations, and BND Buildings. Taking a look at your point totals from tonight's contest, first for Washington County, leading the Tigers in scoring with 15 was Peyton LeDuc, who had 10 in the first half. Also 12 for Carson Kern and 10 for Austin Wirtz. Also, 4 points apiece for Jade Notot and Monty Huckett, and 3 points for Brett Berman. And as also 2 points for Joel Hoover as well. And as for Centralia, 28 points for Trent Talley. He had 15 in the first quarter, and he had another 6 in the second for 21 points in the first half. He had 5 in the third quarter to make it 26, and had a deuce in the fourth quarter. And he was just 2 points away from a 30-burger here tonight. Pretty impressive stuff from the senior from Centralia. And he was one of five Panthers with double-digit scoring here tonight. 12 points for the senior Brock Kramer. Also 11 points apiece for Matt Becker and Reese Tanking. Also 10 points for Brock Reinecke. 7 points for Marcus Heinen. 4 points for Will Steinlogge. And 3 points for Paxton Bowers. So a fantastic night of offense for Centralia, scoring 25 points in the first, 20 more in the second, 30 points in the third quarter, and then 10 points on a running clock to keep up that offense in the fourth quarter to win this one again 85-50. A step aside for another break. We'll come back with your player of the game. I wonder who it'll be as we take a break here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas,
Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelsley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelsley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Australia wins over Washington County 85-50. Jared Slovey back with you here from Washington County High School, the secondary gym. TVL tournament, boys consolation semifinals. Australia to play in the fifth place game. That'll be tomorrow against Troy. As for Washington County falling here today, they'll take on Valley Heights tomorrow as well. Both games will be at 2:30. Just got word in the other gym that Blue Valley defeated Hanover 52-50, so they'll take on Axtell in the boys' championship at approximately 7:30, so we'll be broadcasting that one as well. Very much looking forward to that one. Should be a lot of fun. Now time to crown our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. And, no surprise, it's Trenton Talley. 28 points, again, 15 in that first quarter. He had 6 in the second half, 21 for the first half. Pretty unbelievable performance from the Centralia senior for his game tonight. So Centralia is on the fifth place game, and that'll be tomorrow at 2:30. That'll be it for us from Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Jared Sluppy here from Washington County. Be back again for 4 games tomorrow, and very much looking forward to doing that again with you all. Thanks all for listening, and have a great rest of your night here on 92.1 KMZA.